to Victoria now, and her daughters say she had no desire to make history. But when Kerry Robertson gave herself a lethal dose of medication surrounded by her family, she became the first Victorian to use the state's voluntary assisted dying scheme. Her daughters are now speaking out about the experience, as Samantha Donovan reports.
Kerry Robertson's daughters have one word to describe their mother's death.
Yes. It was perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Ms. Robertson died in a nursing home in the Victorian city of Bendigo on July the 15th. She'd been diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010 and given the all clear after treatment. But in 2014, it was discovered the cancer had spread to her bones and she was told there was no hope of surviving. Her daughters, Nicole Robertson and Jackie Hicks, have told John Fain on ABC Radio Melbourne their mother started thinking about euthanasia a year or so ago.
So she not only had, you know, lesions on her bones, there were tumours in her brain, in her liver, in her lungs.
It was very extensive. And look, the doctors had done everything that they could.
Nicole Robertson and Jackie Hicks say they're speaking publicly to help others who may be thinking of using the voluntary assisted dying scheme.
Just to understand that it's not a scary thing to go through.
The process is quite direct. Mum made that first initial request to that doctor who becomes her coordinating doctor and, you know, continues with the process along with her until the end. And then Mum asked a secondary doctor, who was another specialist in that field, to do an assessment. And that person completed their assessment. And both of those doctors declared that Mum was indeed eligible to continue.
And then the coordinating doctor comes back to do her final or their final assessment and a final written assessment as well that needs to be witnessed by two...
A written request. By Mum. Mum had to have a written request and then a final verbal request to that coordinating doctor. You know, Mum was able to have the option in that written request to explain why she chose to have a voluntary assisted death.
That she no longer had any joy in her life.
Nicole Robertson and Jackie Hicks explained to the ABC's John Fain how the lethal medication was given to their mother.
It's hand-delivered by the statewide pharmacy. Two pharmacists that come with that kit.
They walked us through step by step, making sure Mum was well aware at every stage exactly what happens with the medication. We did a mock mixing of the medication.
They bring a dummy kit with them.
To practice, to make sure that there is no room for error.
And at every stage, could your mother have said, okay, I've changed
Absolutely.
My mind?
Absolutely. They were so compassionate and lovely and were consistently saying to Mum, you know, Kerry, do you understand? Do you understand what we're saying? And she was like, yes, I do. Yes, I understand.
Everyone was very clear that even if she was dispensed the medication, she was under no obligation to take that medication at any time.
And does she pick it up to drink?
Yes.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, Mum was really lucky because she was able to plan that day. We had made a playlist with all of her favourite music on it, but even right down to requesting a last meal, a capricciosa pizza. She also was able to have input even into the smallest things like the way the room smelt.
Nicole Robertson says her mother's death has changed her thinking.
Before this happened, I was afraid of death, but Mum was incredibly brave, and the way that she died gave me a whole new perspective on death itself, but also the right to have an empowered death. It's about human suffering and ending that suffering.
Jackie Hicks and Nicole Robertson talking to the ABC's John Fain about their mother, Kerry Robertson, who was the first person to take advantage of Victoria's voluntary assisted dying scheme. Samantha Donovan in Melbourne with our report.